I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Thinking, written and read by fans. Thinking about masturbating. Thinking about you and thinking about masturbating. Thinking about you spread-eagled, restrained and blindfolded, face up on a bed. And I touch you with my fingers, my mouth, my hair, my breasts. Different places, all over, in different ways, to see how you react. And if I get what I want, I do more of it. Like I might expect if I licked your cock from base to head with the flat of my tongue. Or if I nipped the inside of your thigh with my teeth. Or if I stroked your lips with my breast, and then a nipple. Or if I licked and nibbled at your neck, right at the jugular. Or if I straddled your chest and rocked my cunt against you, wet. Or if I held your head still by your hair and kissed your mouth without letting you kiss me back. Or if I rubbed your cock softly with my pussy, just stroking it in the wetness. Would you fuck up against me to get more contact? I would move out of your reach because I would love to see you fuck up towards me and not get what you want. And maybe, if you looked like you wanted it badly enough and you moaned in frustration, I would take your mouth with mine and swallow the moan down my throat. And maybe I would bring my cunt up close to your mouth. And maybe I would ask you how much you wanted it. And maybe I would stroke myself close to your face and linger on my clit and it would make me moan. And maybe I would slide two fingers inside myself and back up to my clit and down again in a hypnotic motion and bring my fingers to your mouth and touch your lips and keep my fingers touching your lips wet so you can smell me and make you beg to taste me. And if you begged, I would slide my fingers into your mouth and gently fuck your mouth with them, sliding them over your tongue and whispering, "Lick me, baby." And maybe your tongue would feel so fucking good that I have to have it on my cunt. And I would lean down and kiss you with my fingers still in your mouth and my tongue in your mouth and ask if you want to lick my cunt. And maybe I would straddle your face and bring your mouth up to me and watch your tongue reach for my cunt and keep it just out of reach. And hold your head away from me by your hair and ask you what you are waiting for. And feel you pull against my fist in your hair. And maybe if you said please enough times, I would relent and bring your mouth to my cunt and let you lick me. And I would want to fuck your mouth, but I would want the licking more. I would want you to make me come, but maybe, maybe you wouldn't be allowed to. So maybe I would stop you if I was close to coming. And I would tell you that you don't get to make me come. So maybe I would kiss you, taste myself on you and whisper that maybe next time. Excruciating, isn't it? Delicious. I'm so fucking wet, like an itchy, restless wellspring of want. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn. And you can find more of my writing at dom-chronicles.com. That's dom-chronicles.com. And you can listen to more of my hot femdom audio stories at patreon.com/domchronicles. One word, dom-chronicles.